the Logie Cup, an Attic black figure eye cup, attributed to the Logie painter, Greek, from around 525 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 56.58. The Logie Cup is an ancient Greek vessel used for drinking wine. The body of the cup is a shallow bowl with a circumference about the size of a modern dinner plate. The dish-like body of the cup sits elevated on a short foot. It is similar to the foot of a modern wine glass, except that its stem is only half as high. Two horseshoe-shaped handles protrude out from opposite side of the cup's body. The inside of the cup is painted in a deep black glaze, except for a 7 centimetre diameter circle at the very centre, which has been left unpainted to reveal the rich orange colour of the clay. This unpainted circle is decorated with a black dot at the centre and 2 thin black circles surrounding the dot. The exterior of the cup's body exhibits much greater detail. The handles divide the exterior into 2 sides. Painted on each side is a large pair of eyes. In between each of those sets of eyes are 2 overlapping human faces. The faces on each side of the cup are a woman in front and a bearded man behind. The man's face is painted in black glaze, which is typical of the black figure style of Greek vase painting. The woman's face is left unpainted. Only her hair is given a black glaze, around which she wears a red-painted headband. The woman's appearance is typical of the later red figure style of Greek vase painting, which was only just emerging at the time of this cup's production. The eyes on either side of the cup are wide and staring. Each eye is as large as the image of the faces between them. A thin black line forms the outer shape of the eye, and another black line sits above each eye, forming a delicate eyebrow. A tiny pupil in the centre of each eye is painted red. Each surrounding iris is comprised of 4 rings painted in the order of black, red, white, and black from the inside outwards. Each of the 4 eyes on both sides of the vase share the same design. Underneath each of the handles is a panther-like animal with a black body and a red-painted neck. The heads of both animals are hanging down, so they appear to be grazing. Their poorly defined tails seem to have been given little thought as they both run into the base of the cup's handles. This cup would have been used at a symposium, which was a drinking party usually attended by aristocratic male Athenians. The eyes and the handles of the cup would turn into mask-like features when the user brought the cup up to their face to drink. The eyes would stare out at those looking towards the drinker, the handles of the cup would appear like ears, and the stem would become a nose. One can imagine the playfulness of such a cup in a genial atmosphere where wine flowed freely and flickering candlelight played tricks on appearances.